Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76er. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, January the 5th. The 76ers had another exciting victory last night. They defeated the Charlotte Hornets 118-101 to pull off the two-game sweep at home. Now, as you guys know, this season, with COVID and everything, and they're trying to cut down travel, what they're having is two-game series, where they'll have one team. Charlotte came to Philly. They played on Saturday, right? They had an off day on Sunday, and then they played the Sixers yesterday. And the Sixers won both of those teams, both of those games by lopsided margins. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to, like, as I kind of do after each game, I kind of dissect the game. You know, dissect what happened and things like that. So, we'll do that in the first segment. You know, the second segment, we're going to talk a little bit more deep dive about Tyrese Maxey. The young boy has been balling. I'm talking about the rook has been balling. I mean, he looks like a track star, football player, hooper, everything in one. And the football player isn't a knock on him. Just like you look at his build and you look how strong he is. I mean, he's a solid guy, Mm-hmm. And he's been balling. So, right, so you have that. Third one, you know how we do. We just do the tidbits. We just talk about certain things. But before we get started, I just want to let y'all know that Locked On 76ers podcast is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes to you 5 days a week, right? In addition to that, I am the Philadelphia Inquirer's beat writer for the Sixers. So you can go to Inquirer.com, the Philadelphia Inquirer, or Philadelphia Daily News and read my articles. You can also follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers, P-O-M-P-E-Y on Sixers, and the same thing for Instagram, Pompey on Sixers. But last night, I mean, we can't say that we're going to be shocked. We were shocked about last night's victory, right? 118-101, right? I mean, you look at it, Tobias Harris, a couple hours after being named Eastern Conference Player of the Week, he comes out and he shows you why. I mean, my man had 22 points in three quarters. He sat out the fourth. He scored 11 of his points in the third. It was weird. He had like, he scored 9 consecutive points. Then Danny Green has a layup, and then he comes back with a dunk. And, you know, so that's where his 11 points came from. I mean, you know, Tobias was balling. I mean, he really was. But overall, one thing I know this sounds like easy is a cliche, right? Something stupid to say, right? Like, okay, Pompey, that's obvious. That's obvious. But this team, when they make shots, they look great. I mean, there was a stretch in the first quarter and midway through the first half until they went on that run. Like, they ended the first half on a 27-7 run. But before that, they weren't making shots at all. And they were actually losing the game. I mean, so it's weird. I know it sounds easy. It sounds like elementary. It sounds like duh. But the deal is, it's like when they miss shots, they're not that good. But when they make shots, they're hard to beat. And that's how it was. I mean, because early on, they were struggling. I mean, it was ugly early on. It was like Brick City, USA, right? I mean, just Brick City, USA. Everybody was bricking shots, just missing shots. It was horrible, right? But then the Sixers got into a groove, and then they did it. And then you knew it was game over when Danny Green, like, goes to the locker room, gets his hand x-rayed, his right hand x-rayed. He comes back out. He has it taped up. And then he comes in, and he buries a three-pointer, like, with 1.8 seconds left in the half. Right. At that particular point, you knew it was like lights out, like, oh, they ain't coming back. Talking about Charlotte. But when you look at it, right, the thing about the 76ers is their defense right now. And we talked about this yesterday. Some people may say, look, Pompey, they're playing a bunch of, you know, teams that's not going to make the playoffs. Maybe. I mean, you know, maybe, we don't know. But teams that aren't really playing well. Well, Charlotte shot 41.9% from the field and scored a total of 101 points, right? Through the first seven games of the season, the Sixers lead the league in both opponents' field goal percentage, which is 41.5, so that's about right, and they have a defensive rating of 99.4. The Sixers are the only team holding opponents to fewer than 100 points per 100 possessions, right? So they're balling. And then not only that, here's the thing. Sixers had 55 rebounds last night, winning the battle of the boards 55-46. They also finished one assist shy of a season high with 34, right? So they 35 was a season high. I believe they had that. They had that the last game, right? So the Sixers have won 22 straight games when recording both 50 rebounds and 30 assists. Now, dating back to the 1981-82 seasons, the Sixers are 69-1 in their last 70 games when reaching both 50 boards and 30 assists. Now, I'm telling you, that's impressive, right? But here's the thing that I really like about the Sixers, right? You know, in the past, Joel Embiid always thought that in order for him to be dominant, in order for him to, impose his will on a game, he had to take over, right? He just had to take over. Well, it wasn't like that last game. Now, again, he shot 4-for-10. Right, he struggled off early on, right? Shot 4-for-10. He was 0-for-3 on 3. Joel was 6-of-8 from the foul line. Now, he made 14 points. He had 14 points. He had 11 rebounds. He had 4 assists. He had 3 blocks. And he had 2 steals. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's dominating the game. I mean, think about it. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well. But he made 6-of-8 foul shots. He had 11 rebounds. He had 4 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. Right? Come on, man. That's dominating. In my opinion, that's dominating. That's dominating without having to score. He helped out in every aspect of the game. And for the second game in a row, the Sixers, all their starters finished in double digits. Danny Green had 13. As you know, Tobias already had 22. Embiid with the 14. Seth Curry had 11 points. He was 4-for-7 shooting, 2-for-2 on threes. Ben Simmons had another double-double. He had 12 points. He had 10 rebounds. He had 6 assists, right? And then, you know, we'll talk more about him. But Tyrese Maxey had 11 points. Shake Milton had 10. And Dwight Howard had 9 points and the game-high 13 rebounds in 17 minutes. Wow. Wow. So, you know, the Sixers are looking good right now. Now, again, we all know that it's going to get tougher for them a little later on. But they're 6-1, y'all. They're 6-1. The one game that they lost, Embiid didn't play. So you really can't take that away from them. The Sixers have been balling. Now, you only can play who's ahead of you, right? You can only do that. And they did that. And we'll see now. The thing is, that much-anticipated game on Thursday against the Brooklyn Nets lost a little luster. Kevin Durant is not going to play contact tracing. So he's going to miss 4 games. He's out for 7 days. So you know, he's going to be out for that one. So it's going to be, you know, the Sixers get a little break there. But they can't, like, say, oh, this is going to be easy. Because they still have a quality team, right? So, but you know what else is quality, y'all? Built Bar. Built Bar Protein and Energy Bar. Man, I'm telling you, if you want to start your day off right, you need to do like me and have a Built Bar daily. At least one daily. I'm telling you, it's chewy, gooey. I love chocolate. I mean, I really love chocolate. I love chocolate to the point where sometimes it's addictive. You know what? It's like I come home late at night. Seriously. Like I drive, get to my town, and there's like a Wawa, and I'm like, man, I can't drive past it because I'm going to get a chocolate. That's how addictive it is to me. I mean, I know it's crazy. It's bad. But as long as I have a Built Bar near me, I do not miss it. I don't. And let me tell you what you can do. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and get a percentage off your next purchase. You won't regret it. Now, it's funny with the Tyrese Maxey thing. You know, when Tyrese Maxey, I don't pay attention to college basketball the way I used to, right? Now, when I was the Temple beat writer, man, I liked college basketball more so than I did the pros. I mean, seriously. Like, of course, I know the pros have better players, but the thing about the pros is kind of sort of like, you know, the great teams, like, you would go to a game and you know, you would see things. I remember going to Sixers games, right? And I would always go in the stands and I'd see, like, all right, man, they don't bring out the clappy sticks until, like, the third quarter. Like, okay, the first half doesn't matter. And then you would see, like, they gradually start picking it up a little bit in the third. And then in, the last 6 minutes of the game in the fourth quarter was like, okay, this is money work. But before that, guys were just going through the motions, in my opinion, in the regular season. Talking about the elite teams now, the elite teams. So you would see that. And then so to me, I didn't really start really getting into NBA basketball until the playoffs started. Like, you know, I would like look in the standings to see how people are doing, seeing how close they are. Like it was a Christmas game or something like that. I watched that, you know, stuff like that. But for the most part, it wasn't like, okay, I got to watch this game. So now I was a college basketball head. College basketball, college football. I still love college football. Well, the thing is now, it's like Tyrese Maxey comes along, and you know he's from Kentucky. You know he was Mr. Basketball in the state of Texas. So you know the brother can go, right? And people kept telling me who were privy to his workouts this summer in L.A. kept saying how good he was. They said, Keith, you got to see this guy play. I'm telling you how good he is. Sixers get him. They're telling me, man, boy, yo, he's going to be a steal. And I keep saying, but he was 21. Like, why did he go 21? You know, why did he drop? Man, let me tell you this. His dropping happened to be a good thing for the Sixers. I mean, he so far to me is one of the top five steals in this draft. I'm not saying all the time. In this draft. Now, he shot 4 for 10. He goes 100 miles an hour. I'll say that about him. But let me tell you this. He was 2 for 3 on threes. And that really impressed me. He had one. He made his long foul shot. Now, he had 2 assists. He had 2 rebounds. Right? Now, he did turn the ball over. Take that back. He didn't turn the ball over at all. I'm looking at the wrong guy. That was Dwight Howard. Now, he was a minus 3. But I'm telling you, Tyrese Maxey can go, y'all. He's a great addition for the Sixers. Now, the only thing is, when I'm looking at him play, I keep saying, wow. Like, if he can develop a jumper, if he can develop a consistent jumper, in a couple years, he could be starting for this team in a couple years. Like right now, I like the way the starting lineup is. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I like the way the Sixers starting lineup is. But Maxey is the type of guy that, you know, he's not gonna be the dude that you think just gonna come off the bench. I mean, he is, like, long term, he's a starter. He could develop to become a starter. I'm telling you, I was extremely impressed by Tyrese Maxey. He's a good player. But I like his, you know how some people are just pleasant. Some people you could tell is like a love for the game. Like, this is like, game day is like exciting. You know, it's weird. Like, in the beginning of the game, when after Dwight Howard goes out there, he comes off the bench, right? Well, he goes out there with the starters. He gets the chalk like LeBron does. He blows it up in the air and spreads his arms, right? And then, you know, he does, like, you know, routines with each player, starters when they go in. And then he comes down the bench and he, like, fist bumps everyone. Everyone, right? He does it to everyone. Doc, everyone, right? Doc Rivers, everyone. And then, you know, that's his routine. Well, when Maxey comes out the game, he fist bumps everyone. He goes down the line and fist bumps everyone when he comes out of the game. Come on, man. You have to love that. I know I do. Like, I'm like, man, this guy, I see him, and he's just a pleasant guy. You know? I'm telling you, the Sixers, you know, John Calipari, his coach at Kentucky said the Sixers got a great one. And I believe it. I know it's still early. I know he's going to hit that rookie wall. I get it. I know all that. But from what I see right now, extremely impressive. So you ask yourself, can the Sixers keep this up? I mean, can they? You know, Kyle Newbeck, who a writer for Philly Voice, a great young guy. You know, we were talking yesterday and we were saying something about, you know, we were talking during the game and talking about how the Sixers are getting out to this, you know, great start, 6-1. And you look at it and you say to yourself, like, okay. Now, Kevin Durant isn't going to play. I believe Spencer Dinwiddie's hurt too. So you're like, okay, well, that Brooklyn game might not be as tough. So let's say, you know, let's assume the Sixers win tomorrow night against Washington. They'll be 7-1. And then they win against Brooklyn. They'll be 8-1. Now everyone's saying, like, okay, they're 8-1, but they didn't play anyone. Well, you got to realize, like, this is a COVID season. This is also, like, a condensed, like, everything is, like, compact. So with like that, like, you look at it, if a guy's out 7 days, he's going to miss 4 games, Kevin Durant. So if the Sixers keep winning, and people may say, oh, man, they're not playing anyone, they could get have a lead that might be hard for people to come back and overtake them. I mean, right now at 6-1, the Sixers have the best record in the NBA. You know, I expect them to go 7-1. I expect them now to go 8-1. I mean, that's impressive, right? I mean, their defense is playing well. So it's one of those things where we say, like, man, it could be tough for teams. You know, and is one of those things for the Sixers, I guess. The best thing for the Sixers is you got to stay healthy. I mean, as much as we want to say their bench is deep, it's not that deep. Just because, you know, two people are hurt right now. You got Furkan Korkmaz hurt. You got Mike Scott hurt. So, you know, you saw what happened when they went to Cleveland without Joel Embiid. So can you imagine if they, like, lost Joel, or if they lost, like, one of their top shooters? If Tobias goes down, if Ben goes down, you know what I mean? So, like, for the Sixers, the key is, man, stay healthy. I mean, do what you practice, the social distance. You got to take this thing seriously. You do. You do. You know? But hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening, and have a great, 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 great day. Peace.